Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Before we get to today's bonus episode, I wanted to let Creator Club members know that there is yet another brand new bonus episode waiting for you right now in your exclusive Creator Club podcast feed. It's the first episode of a brand new series called Spooky Season that features Story Pirate Eric interviewing different monsters, goblins, and ghouls, all with the goal of helping Eric decide what his costume will be this year for Halloween. If you're not a Creator Club member, you can join now to listen to the Spooky Season episodes and our catalog of bonus episodes that includes interactive acting with Megan, map drawing with Siegfried, and meditations with Peter. Plus, we can all celebrate Spooky Season together on Zoom. We're throwing a free virtual Halloween party on October 28th. Join Creator Club and register for the free Halloween party at storypirates.com/podcast. And now, on to today's bonus episode.
Story Pirates Radio!
Okay, listeners, today's bonus episode features one of my favorite segments from an episode of Story Pirates Radio. Story Pirates Radio is every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and it's live and it's interactive, which means that kids get to listen and in real time hear their suggestions brought to life on the air. And we play Story Pirates songs and we chat. It's just a ton of fun. So if you want to join us, just head to storypirates.com/radio and then show up on Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Now, this segment I'm about to play for you features Story Pirate Andrew, who you have definitely heard on a bunch of Story Pirate songs like The Amazing Adventure or Minnie, the Cutest Dog in the World. And Andrew is interviewing an incredible expert on octopuses. Yep, octopuses. Take a listen.
Story Pirates Radio!
Now you listen here, talking plant from outer space that was gifted to me by an alien who looked like a hamster 2 radio shows ago. I have given you sun, I've given you water from my Brita, and 30 seconds ago, when you said my bacon, egg, and cheese might stop your leaves from turning brown, I didn't want to give it to you, but I did!
Thank you! You are so gullible, love.
That's it! Either you tell me what the magic ingredient is to restore your leaves to their sparkly splendor, or I give you to the erratic young DJ in the apartment above me.
Oh, fine. To make me sparkle again, I need ink, from an octopus.
Why didn't you say so? Today's radio show is all about octopuses. Or is it octopi? Story Pirate Radio listeners, it's your buddy Andrew, and that's just one of the burning questions I have for today's special guest, Warren, the founder of the largest octopus fan club ever, Octonation. And I am very excited to hear what questions you have about the weirdest, coolest, and cutest animal ever, the octopus. Warren, how you doing?
Hey, Andrew, what's going on?
I am so happy to have you here. Are you up for answering a couple listener questions?
Let's get cracking.
Lily has a very important question. She says, all right, I have a big question for Warren. Back in 2015, there was a study about an octopus that lives in Antarctica. It has some form of biotoxin in it to keep it warm. I heard that scientists were going to try and utilize that chemical for scientific purposes. Do you have any modern updates on the Antarctic octopus? Thank you so much. I am a huge fan of octopuses. So, Warren, have you heard anything about this?
That's such a great question. And, you know, there's a lot of research that's still being done on octopuses. You'll hear a lot of people say that, you know, octopuses are the closest thing probably to alien life. And scientists are still puzzled. They're still trying to figure out. And so the update is there still needs to be more research. So maybe when you grow up, you can be the one that figures that out for everybody else.
We've got some other amazing questions. We've got, can Warren tell us what an octopus's favorite food is? That's what Jonathan wants to know.
An octopus's favorite food? Let's see. I'd have to say it's a toss-up between crab and shrimp.
Ooh, yeah, okay. So they're obviously, they love a piece of seafood. And how do they, I want to know how they eat, because I don't see a mouth. So I'm wondering, how do they eat?
So where their arms meet. So if you see an octopus's arm, it's almost like, imagine, you know, I guess where your armpit is. An octopus has a beak in there. So like a beak, just like a parrot. And what they'll do is they'll bite down into something and they'll inject a venom, which will paralyze the animal, and then they'll slowly eat it.
We've got another question, Warren. Okay, this is interesting. How do octopuses shoot ink, and are their legs sticky?
We'll start with the legs being sticky. So on the bottom of octopus arms, look on the bottom of your arm right now. So they have suction cups called suckers, and those suckers are super sticky. And they use these suckers to move around and to also catch their food. And so that's about their suckers. And they're really strong. The bigger the suction cup is, the stronger it is, the more it can pull things towards it. As far as the ink is concerned, imagine on an octopus, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but on the side of it where it looks like its ear should be, it's called a funnel or a siphon. And that's where it shoots out ink to protect itself against predators. So the ink will, you know, if they spray the ink, then it will dull the senses of fish, and they'll be like, oh, what's that? And then the fish will swim away instead of trying to eat the octopus.
We have a beautiful question from #fashionicon, and they want to know, can octopuses experience feelings or emotions? I'm very curious about that as well.
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done around that, but what we do know is that octopuses can remember you. They have short-term memory and they have long-term memory. If you ever go to an aquarium enough, that octopus can get to know who you are. And so I'm not too sure if you can say that they have feelings. I believe that they do, but they definitely can remember different people. And it's pretty amazing.
Warren, I want to thank you so much for sharing all your incredible knowledge. Please tell the listeners where they can find more about Octonation and all you do, because everything that I've seen that you all are doing is so cool, and I know our listeners would love it.
Awesome. You can find us everywhere online if you just type in Octonation into a lot of the social media channels. And we have a new activity book. If you just go to octopusfun.com, you can download a really fun activity book, and it's all things octopus.
And that's a taste of Story Pirates Radio. Join us this weekend and every weekend on Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Just go to storypirates.com/radio to listen. That's storypirates.com/radio. Bye!